Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zichroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zichroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zichroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim, with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Greenspan, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis says as follows: Omer Abasi Omer Rav Yechanon Ad Kamen Mevorchim. Until when can one make the bracha of Kiddush Levana? Om Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Om Rav Yehuda, Ad Shiva, one can make the bracha until the 7th day, Na'adoi Amri, Ad Shisha Osir, until the 16th day. The Gemara brings a machlokes regarding the final time to say Kiddush Levana. Although this in itself is an explanation, let's start by trying to figure out when is the first time one may say the bracha of Kiddush Levana. We don't find in Shas which mentioned the starting time for Kiddush Levana, and this may be because, simply put, the first time one sees the Levana after the Meilid, the beginning of the new moon, one can say the Bracha. And this is indeed the Shittas of the Rambam in Perek Yud, Melachos Brachos, Halacha Yud Zayin, which says, "In Lo Birech Aleha Belailo Harishon," if one doesn't make a Bracha on the first night, one can make a bracha until the 16th day. We see that the Rambam learns that one can make the bracha right away on the first day of the Chodesh, the first day of the Meilad. And there's also in the Yad Ramah, on our Gemara, in Sanhedrin, Om Reb Yochanan Ad Mosi Mavorchan Al Chodesh, Achet Ismael Pigim Asoi, says the Yad Ramah, Nafke Mino Diloi Birich V'Yoy Mekama. If one doesn't make a bracha on the first day, then there's a question, until when can he make the bracha? And it's also Ba'as Nemiri, and the Smag, and the Rashbat. Also from the Pasha the Lashna Tur, which doesn't bring a starting time, is Mashma right away one can make the bracha. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in Soipek Dalad of Brachis brings that in Perek Chof in Masechta Seifrim it says as follows: Ve'ein mevorchin al yireach ashet esbosim. One should not make a bracha on the new moon until it's esbosim. Dr. Rabbeinu Yonah, what does that mean? Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, Rotzeh Loimar Misho Shem. Misho shem mosik ha'oir shaloh, the odom nehenu mimenu, that the time to make a bracha is when the oir of the levana, the light of the new moon, becomes sweet, and a person is able to have hanor from it, which is shehu achad beiz yomim o gimel, after 2-3 days, avoyerach ben yoimoy, a brand new moon, the first day, mitoch katun nosoi, because it's too small, ein oy shalom mosuk ve ein odom nenu memenu. We see from the way the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah explains Masechta Seifrim that the time to say the bracha is only after the light of the new moon is beautified, so we can enjoy its light, and this occurs only after 3 days. To understand the machloikis, if one can make the bracha right away, like the Shita of the Rambam and many other Rishonim, and the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah from Masechta Seifrim, We need to understand why did the Chazal institute the bracha of Kiddush Levana. The Rambam brings the bracha of Kiddush Levana among the other brachas HaShvach, which we understand from this, that the purpose of the bracha is to give a shvach by Dol HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the renewal of the moon each month. And that being the reason, we understand why at the first moment, as close as possible to the birth of the new moon, we should make the bracha. As we find among Avram and Sim Tov Chavov, Sivkat and Yud Gimel quotes from the Sefer HaKoneh, who's from the Kabbalah HaKadmonim, that it's a mitzvah min ha-muvcher l'kadosh ha-lavonah b'laylo ha-rishay. It's a mitzvah min ha-muvcher. It's best to make kadosh ha-lavonah right away. Seems to be going in line with this reasoning, that since the Birchas HaShvach, the first time we see the moon, we should give a shvach v'yidol l'kadosh baruch hu on the chiddush of the lavonah. On the other hand, we see from Talmid Ben Yoina understands from the Masechta Seferim that it's a Birchas HaNehenin. It's a bracha which one makes upon having a nor from something from this world. So before making this bracha, one has to have hanor, one has to enjoy the actual light from the moon, which is why we have to wait for 3 days after the Molad. From the Ramah, it seems like he paskins like the Talmid Ben Yoina, because the Ramah in end of Sif Aleph brings from B'Shem the Igor, Ve'ein l'kadosh chodesh elo b'layla, Ve'ish ha'alavona zerachas v'nehenin me'oira. One should not make a kiddush levona only at night, when one is able to have hanor from the light. And the Bir Agro writes that this, the Makor for this Ramah is from Al Masechta Seferim, and one should not make their bracha until the Levana is Mevusam and one is Nehenna from the Eira. There is a third Shita for the start time of Kiddush Levana, which is brought in the Mechaber and Siv Dalet. That Ein Mevorchin Aleha, one does not make a bracha on the Levana, Ache Yavru Shiva Yomin, until there are 7 days of the new moon. The Levush brings a Makar for the Mechaber from El Masech Seferim. But unlike the Talmid Ben Yoina, the Levush learns that until 7 days, one is not sufficiently Nehenna from the Eira, one does not enjoy enough of its light to make a bracha. We also find the Merami Panui in Tshuvas and Siman Ayin Ches also brings the Makar for this halacha to wait 7 days from the Masechta Seferim. But he explains the Masechta Seferim a little differently. He explains that Achat Esvosem is going on the moon itself, and until 7 days, Levana is Pogam. It's not a whole thing. After 7 days, Levana is a whole half of Levana, and it's not considered Pogam. As you know, it's always better to make a bracha on Tzavah Sholem, and that's why we wait until 7 days to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. And that is the explanation of the Masechta Seferim. The Beis Yosef himself brings the Makor for this halacha from the Goyin HaMakubal of Yosef Gitzulayo, the Baal Shari Oryo, that Al Pi Kabbalah, one should not make a bracha until after 7 days. One possible explanation for this cup, the sheets of Mekabolim, might be another reason given by Merami Panoi, that one should not make a bracha because he efsher till 7 days, because he efsher the Shiva Yom below Shabbos. Because once it passes 7 days, then it's for sure that the moon will have gone through a Shabbos. And that's why we have to wait for 7 days. The Chassam Sefer, the Rechayim and Shuvas, Simon Kuf Beis, explains Miramu Panoi, that just like we find in the Torah, that one must wait 8 days before bringing a carbon, like the Medrash brings, explains this, that E Avshel Lishmoni Yom B'lo Yishabbos, L'kabel Pei Matanusa Tchila. Once you makabel Shabbos first, and then it will be a carbon Zroyi to be makabel, to be brought B'fnei Hashem. And that's the reason for Milo also, that we wait for 8 days. So same too, by Kiddush Levane, which we know, the Gemara brings that it's Ke'ilu Makabel Pnei Ashchina. We also should wait for 7 days that the Levana should be Makabel Pnei Matanusa Tchila. So we see there's three shitas, and when's the first time one would make a bracha of Kiddush Levana? Shitas are Rambam, right away from the beginning of the Meulad, one can make a bracha. The second is Shitas Talmidei, Rabbeinu Yoina, and Seif Perek Daal of Brachis, which one should wait for 3 days. And the Beis Yosef says this is Lav Dafka Toli in the Masechta Seferim, because although the Beis Yosef himself has another Gersa in the Masechta Seferim, but nevertheless, he says that that's definitely correct, the Svara, that one should not be Mekadosh Levana until 3 days. And then we have the third Shita of the Mechaber to wait till 7 days, which we see the Beis Yosef explains this to be Alpi Kabbalah. On this third Shita, one may ask a question from our Gemara. The Gemara brings Machlokes, B'Shem Reb Yochanan, when is the end time of Kiddush Levana? After 7 days or 16 days? Effectively, Ami Panoi, how is it possible to learn the feed of Shitas at the start time? One may not start making the bracha of Kiddush Levana until 7 days. How is it possible to learn that the end time is 7 days? There is, in essence, no time to make the bracha. So the Rami Panoi wants to learn a Mechuzdik of Shana Gemara. That when Rabbi Yochanan said a membra that one should not make a bracha until the Levana is to male pegumase. Now the machlokes is regarding Rabbi Yochanan's membra. Did he say it regarding the starting time of Kiddush Levana? And was that would lead us to say that he was talking about 7 days? Because that's when the moon, it loses its pagam, and it's a full half a moon. And that's how Yaakov Aidi learned that the Bechnam was referring to 7 days. Masha'en Kena and Adoi learned that the Bechnam was saying the memory regarding to the end time, and he meant, when is the moon actually full? And that's when there's this end time of Kiddush Levana. So it's not like we originally thought the Gemara's machlokes regarding the Bechanan is regarding the end time, but it's actually a machlokes regarding the Mem of the Bechanan. What was the Bechanan referring to? The start time of Kiddush Levana or the ending time of Kiddush Levana? Halacha l'maisa, the Mechaber brings that one should make a bracha first after 7 days. But as the Mishnah Berurah already says, we have many, many, many achronim that say one may make a bracha after 3 days. And not only one may make a bracha, like it's brought down in the Ma'aseh Rav, one should make a bracha since he's able to make a bracha after 3 days, one should make a bracha right away after 3 days and not wait. There are many minhagim back and forth. The chassidish minhagim and the sfaradish usually go wait till 7 days. And more the litvish minig is to wait after 3 days only. The shittas harambam is not brought down lahalacha, and one may make a bracha right away. But what would be if one mistakenly made a bracha before 3 days? Should he make a bracha again after 3 days or not? So the place can bring that since there are many, many Rishonim, like we said, the Rambam, the Yad Ramah, the Meiri, Smag, and others that learn that one may make a bracha right away, would be a Sofik bracha lahakel, and one should not make a bracha again after 3 days, but rather one should be yaitze from someone else that's making the bracha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.